Welcome to Podcast Paranoia, the podcast where we talk about mental health progression throughout the pandemic. This is episode 3. I've got in the booth with me here my girlfriend, Paige. She is a U Ottawa student. She recently just finished her first year of environmental sciences and has recently switched into environmental studies, and she's here to talk about the transition between high school to university, not only in the already stressful state it is, but also with the added effect of transferring to online learning. Welcome, Paige.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. I wanted to get you on just because I know for a fact that transitioning between high school to university is already a stressful time for a lot of people. And especially in science-related majors like yourself, I know you took chemistry, biology, physics, all the fun stuff. But it's interesting to see, especially with the pandemic, and how it's kind of transformed coursework with added course loads and workloads in general. And also the removal of the whole lab side of things. It's definitely stressful as is with all of it. One of the previous points brought up in one of the previous episodes was the fact that students now don't really have a proper connection with guidance, or specifically getting help when they are feeling like they're drowning and that they can't handle the workloads. Do you find that you've had a real disconnect between you and the people who are teaching you, the people who are in your class? If you ever felt that you needed to reach out, do you feel somewhat close to anyone related to your program that you could go out and reach to?
So my program is pretty small. The one that I was in was about 20 people. So I mean, yes and no. I didn't get close with anyone, very close at least. But there is a few people that I definitely would talk to. But aside from that, in the actual classroom, it's 300 plus kids. So reaching out to people is really hard. It's not like a typical classroom where you have 23 kids and you're like, yeah, I know everyone's first, last name. I know where they live. It's like, who is that? Who is that? I have no idea who it is. So I mean, asking questions in class, I'd be way too scared to do that. But then reaching out to people, I have no idea what these people are like. No, like, I just know their first name, maybe from Zoom. That's it.
Yeah.
No idea who they are. So there's definitely a big disconnect between classmates, 100%. And profs, I had a whole variety of profs, a lot more. Like 5 classes each semester, more than 10 profs I had, because some were switching halfway through the class.
Yeah.
And so I did like a lot of my profs, and I feel like I could definitely reach out to them and use them as maybe a reference or anything that I need help with. But it's also, I think, the fact that some profs are very insecure about teaching online, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not
for
confident
sure.
in themselves. So I think that's another aspect of it, and I'm not going to blame it on the prof because they got thrown into this too. Like,
yeah, 100%. This was no one's fault.
No.
This was just everyone was thrown into this random mess now that's
yeah.
been lasting for about a year and a half, almost a year and a half. And it really is tough on the profs as well, because obviously, like, we haven't really had anything like this where there are specific online classes, but a lot of these profs aren't used to teaching these courses online. So it's definitely hard for them too. And already with the disconnect between the internet, but also with Zoom, you were saying with people's first names on Zoom. I know from my program specifically, there are a lot of people who don't even turn on their cameras.
Yeah, no one in my class did. No
one. Yeah.
Not even the prof sometimes.
Exactly. So there's the whole aspect of you might know their first name or something, but you might not even recognize their face. And we've actually joked about this a couple times in the broadcasting program, though. Like, there are times where we could be walking by each other and just not recognize each other because we've only seen each other, like, when we've turned our camera on for presentations.
Yeah, a bunch of profs were like, hey guys, we know we're approaching the end of the semester. If you ever see me on campus, I don't know when, but just tell me you were in like my first year class and then I'll know who you are. Like, you just have to literally, now is the extent you have to tell them what class you were in. Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I know there's 300 kids, but some kids, they might not, like, if they saw your face, they would know that you were in their class.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so weird.
And especially like more active people in the class who respond to their lectures and like ask questions during the lectures, they're probably going to remember them more. Yeah. But now with the added fact of like, they may just see a first name or even someone who just has a random name on Zoom. Yeah. It's for sure a totally different story and a total disconnect. Another question I just wanted to run by you quickly was, the whole lab aspect of things. Obviously, with you in a lab, like, science-based program, yeah, specifically with chemistry and biology, there's this whole slew of the course material that is, of course, in a lab. Mm-hmm. Now with this, where you are completely online and you live nowhere even near the city that you're, like, studying at for the university, how do you feel missing out on A, the social aspect of the lab portion, and B, the actual in-person experience of the lab portion?
So I know a lot of universities did it really differently, but UOttawa, it was different for each class. For example, chemistry, you actually had to buy a program and do a lab, which I'm not even going to get into. It was quite long and tedious and honestly just very annoying, but I did learn a lot from it, obviously, because it did take me so much time. But I much rather have done the actual experiments in person. Like, for example, we actually used an online software and it demonstrated doing the lab virtually. Like, that's how far they went to try and do it. And it really was up to each department. Like, bio did it completely different. TAs were mostly in charge. Each department did it very differently, and it makes me kind of scared now because this upcoming year in the fall semester, I have ecology and my lab's in person. It makes me kind of scared because I'm like, I don't know what to expect. All I know is like Microsoft Word assignments at this point. Yeah. Like, that's all I know. And so it makes me kind of scared, but the online labs, definitely a pain. I think they tried their best to simulate a lab kind of thing, but I mean, it's not going to be the same. We both know that it's not hands-on learning at all. Mm-hmm. And the social aspect of things. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what to compare it to because I've never even been in a university lab before, but I'm excited for that experience, I guess. Like, there was no social aspect to it, really. Just attend meetings and then go and do your work. We didn't even do it in lab partners. It was small lab groups, but it was all independent work, which was, I think, a little strange because labs, I thought, were like group work. But I think it was more like for academic fraud, academic honesty. They wanted to see that more so online. So I think that was to protect that. But it did really suck because we weren't getting any sort of social aspect anywhere else. So I thought maybe the labs would be in partners or groups or something. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for the in-person, but also very nervous.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always interesting to hear, especially the differences between, for say, this episode, as it is with the other episode when I interviewed my friend Grizz. He's a high school student, and it's interesting to see you guys had very different views, but you're really not all too different in age. And really stages in your life in general, but it was very interesting to hear your side of things of how you enjoyed or didn't enjoy the switch to online both, learning. Both. Yeah.
Pros and cons.
For online school and post-secondary. So I want to thank you for coming on the show. And I hope you had as much fun as I did. That was,
yes, I did. Thanks for having me.
That was episode 3 of Podcast Paranoia. You can check out the rest of the episodes at ckdj.net/podcasts, I believe it is. It's under the podcast tab on the CKDJ website. You can go check out the other interviews there. Thank you, Paige, for coming on. And thank you guys for listening.